You must admit that women can be quite cunning. But do you know what? We can all be quite deceptive, so it's not just ladies. It is in our nature. While some righteous ones instantly change their behaviour, some do it completely aware that they are doing it. And those of us who are being manipulated have no control over these people popping out of nowhere, and we can't help that these people will always appear in our life. But there is always a way, and that is having the option to pick out these kinds of people, stop them in their tracks, and wish them well whilst sending them away from you. Now, you need to make some major adjustments if you want to change this from happening and make your girlfriend or the girl that you like to start appreciating you. Are you ready for today's video? Like and subscribe. Maybe all she wants is sex. She could be giving you sex-only signals. After sex, she never stays the night or engages in any deep talks with you. She might also leave immediately and contact you again late at night. She's not serious about you. This suggests far deeper problems, such as the fact that she does not take you seriously or doesn't want to deal with any major relationship issues. It does not necessarily imply that she is constantly joking and cheerful. For example, if you sit her down and raise your concerns about not being heard, and she nods her head and responds with a mm-hmm, I see, or yup, or any other dodging statements of that sort, or tries to make quick remarks like, yep, yeah, okay, yeah, shush, I get it, I work on it, blah, 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 without actually following through, you are confirming your suspicions with her. Is she interested in these answers? Most likely not. She is not interested enough in you. The name of your mum might not even be familiar to her. Ask this girl your mum's name and see if she'll answer right away. Ask her about your previous conversations with her. Not that you should ask someone out of the blue. Try using it in situations where you have to answer questions that are linked with each other. However, you might not want to ask about the topics of your two-hour-old conversation. If she's been listening to you, you want to be sure. Women who don't care about you will always act like they are listening. They are the type who will let your words pass into one ear before throwing them out of the other. Although you could test her by asking similar questions to her and seeing how she replies, she'll be taken aback like a deer in the headlights. She doesn't know your last name. Perhaps she doesn't even want to know, so ask her, "What's my last name?" right away. Ask her questions about recent conversations to see if she can recall any important information about you. Find anything that has importance to you and meaning in your life. Not only what did I say to you when we left the restaurant yesterday, that is very unspecific. Ask her instead if she remembers how many sisters you have. She wants everything her way. If she is using you, it can seem like the complete opposite for her, based on the previous example of how your opinions and feelings aren't heard. In short, her problems are important while yours are not, and this kind of self-centeredness might reveal a true narcissist. It will not ever be good enough, even if you offer to do something nice like take her out to a beautiful restaurant or somewhere interesting. She might even suggest another option, but it's something that's either really expensive or just too far away. She doesn't appreciate the gesture you made, and she might even become offended if you reject her suggested plan of action. A compromise might seem extremely difficult in this situation, since she is trying to manipulate or dominate you into giving her what she wants. If you've noticed this sort of behavior and it's causing you stress, you should end the relationship. Unless you can establish some ground rules and make it clear how much it bothers you and ends in a big improvement. If she finds this irritating, well, you already have an answer. She's flirting with other men, and you can see. If she is not attracted to you and only keeps you around for the perks, this situation is pretty likely. These perks could be the only ones keeping her with you. She also doesn't give you a chance to get back at her during this. She does not find you attractive, plain and simple. And the fact that she has the nerve to openly flirt with other guys and even does this in front of you explains it. You need to ask yourself why you continue to put up with this kind of behavior. Are you afraid that this is the best you can get and you will never find a woman? Stop embarrassing yourself when it comes to her and other people. Your friends and family are probably talking behind your back about what a wuss you are for allowing her to treat you this way. So give her an ultimatum the next time you catch her crossing outside the line, and have the guts to dump her if she ever crosses that line once more. You must pay for everything. She seems to always get what she wants. Men should pay on the first date, especially if they are asking a lady out, as I've mentioned in many of the videos on the channel. However, if you want to keep dating her, she should show up and be willing to participate as well. Remember, a relationship is a two-way street. Give her the chance to reciprocate. Ask her to show you what she enjoys doing. And on your next date, ask her to arrange something fun for the two of you. This is how you can tell whether a woman is taking advantage of you. If she is, she won't be interested in showing you what she enjoys doing because it takes time, energy, and thinking. She isn't paying you any attention. Do you ever feel like she isn't paying attention to you despite being right next to you? Whether you are talking to her or just hanging out at home or out and about with her. She's not really thinking about what she's saying, even if she does answer you. Sure, it's a perfectly natural and instinctive way to begin to block out what other people are saying, especially if it seems dull and dragged out and doesn't hold your interest, but that is far different from what's happening here. Here, neglecting someone is caused by a general lack of interest in that person. If she doesn't recall vital information about you, such as your birthday or your favourite hobbies and interests, well, you can assume she doesn't care what you have to say. What is significant to you isn't significant to her unless it is useful to her. Even if she offers you vague responses without trying to engage you or ask you questions. You're not sure how she feels. She does not like to mention her family or friends. She refuses to discuss her feelings or her emotions in any way. You may ask her, "Where do you think this is going?" Or, "What do you think of me?" "I'm not sure. Let's just see where it goes. Maybe time will tell. I'm not sure." Or, "This is all new to me and I prefer to take things slowly," are some of these typical dismissive comments. She keeps avoiding this subject like the plague. The fact that you will eventually feel emotionally spent being with this type of woman might be quite difficult for you. Here's some dating advice. It's likely that the woman you are seeing prefers to just go with the flow and doesn't want to think about this stuff. But unlike a woman who is using you, a woman like her won't seem vague in her responses. The go-with-the-flow girl may not want anything serious right away, but she will be upfront with you about it rather than dragging things out and getting nowhere. Whenever she wants something, her personality changes. The inconsistent ways she interacts with you are one of the simplest ways to tell that something isn't right in your relationship and that you could be used. When she wants a favour, is she pleasant, extroverted, or even flirty? She still seems uninterested or even offended when it comes to when you want to do anything, like go on a date or even have physical intimacy. This is another obvious red flag. You certainly have a lot to offer, but she has taken advantage of it without showing you any genuine gratitude. If you start to see this, ask yourself, is she into me or is she simply into what I have? It can be difficult to accept that you were used by someone. It can lower your pride and self-worth, lower your level of trust in other people, and make you less inclined to socialize. There will always be greener pastures, and there is someone out there who won't take advantage of you or take your kindness and other positive traits for granted. So for the time being, pay attention to yourself and take the steps that you need to heal. We now want to hear your story. What makes you think your partner could be taking advantage of you? And how do you intend to deal with it? Will you be completely saying goodbye to her? Or will you become very emotional and allow her to hurt you even more? Tell us in the comments below.